Chronicles. All right, Ann Killian joins us, doing a great job at the Chronicle. I love the stuff. You've done really, really well, very well.
Thanks. It's fun to be down here in Scottsdale for the Chronicle.
Yeah, and you are, I say, covering the WBC to some regard, and Bruce and I just talked about it. I've talked about it today. You were there last night. Describe the atmosphere of Mexico and the United States at Chase Field.
Yeah, I've been there the last two games. I went to Mexico, Italy when I first got here on Thursday, and then I went last night. You know, it was a pretty good scene last night. It was almost a sellout. They had 44,000 people there. I would say 40,000 were Mexican fans.
Wow.
And, you know, I've got to say, I don't think the quality of baseball has been particularly good in these WBC games, at least the ones I've seen. They feel like spring training games until late in the game when all of a sudden it becomes a game with something at stake. And I think that puts a lot of pressure on the players. And obviously, you know, kind of from the Giants' perspective, the dominant story of the WBC for the last 48 hours was Romo's situation because you know, he had a very stressful inning against Italy, blew the save, didn't look great doing it, threw 26 high-stress pitches, which is not, you know, what the people who pay his checks, who write his checks, want to see him doing in early March. And so, you know, they had a meeting about him yesterday. Bochy tracked him down by cell phone and talked to him and, you know, told him, please be smart, please listen to your body. So it wasn't just, oh, overhyping a blown save. I mean, it caused a lot of concern within the Giants organization. And I'm sure, you know, Mexico pretty much crushed the U.S. And was in control the whole game. But then Ryan Braun got a run across, scored a run in the eighth inning, and all of a sudden it was a save situation again. And I'm sure wherever Bruce Bochy was last night, he was not very thrilled to see, you know, his closer warming up again and coming out to save another game. Romo was much better, much more efficient, you know, threw 13 pitches, I think, and had a 1-2-3 inning and saved the game and obviously had a huge amount of relief because, you know, it is important to them. Yeah. It is important to him. There's a certain amount of pride on the line. I know, you know, a couple years ago when Felipe Alou managed the Dominican team and they lost, there was, you know, that's something that still stings him to this day. So it's kind of a weird thing. There's a lot of emotion invested in it, but it's not really, it doesn't really feel like an important tournament in many regards. So it's kind of, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it right now.
Well, Bud Selig is, and
he is.
Was in the press box last night talking about the World Series being a quote world unquote series.
Bud Selig showed up in the press box and in the middle of last night's game and held a little, you know, media gathering. And just some of the things he said, I was just baffled by. He used the phrase internationalize the game about, I don't know, it felt like about 1,000 times, but it was about 12 times in an 8-minute, you know, media session. And he said that if we do it the right way, you're not going to recognize the game in a decade. And I don't know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't think that's real reassuring to the hardcore baseball fans, because I think what people really, really like about this game is that you do recognize it from decade to decade, from era to era, from century to century. So I don't know if he really wants, like, France to be playing, you know, the Congo, or I don't know what.
Or France playing Kansas City.
Or what? I mean, I don't really know what his goal is, except, I mean, we do know what his goal is, which is to sell shirts and gear around the world. And it's so transparent that it's kind of, to me, a little bit repellent. It's just really about merchandising and economics. And I don't know, you know, I cover a lot of international sports. I've been to 10 Olympics. I've covered several World Cups. And those are true international sports. This, yes, Japan cares a lot, and everyone was glued to their TV in Japan. Yes, the Dominican and, you know, in the Caribbean nations, they care a lot. Certain parts of South America, northern Mexico, really, in the rest of Mexico, they don't really care. But closer to the border, they care more. You know, and we care. So it's not a truly global sport. I don't know that it has to be. And when he talks about, he did say he wants a true World Series, I don't know what that means.
No.
Does it mean the Yankees, you know, beat the Say the Yankees beat the Giants in 7 games in the World Series. Then do they go into a pool? And, you know, around Christmas time, maybe they beat Japan or they play Japan?
Not well thought out by Bud Selig. Another one of his debacles, I'll call it. Look, he's made a ton of money for the game, and that's his legacy.
Right.
And this international stuff is part of it, and I've made speeches on the globalization of baseball, and we saw it coming. But to connect all these teams in 10 years or anything in our foreseeable future, no way. I mean, it just can't happen.
Well, and the ironic part of it is at the very end of his gathering, I you know, as the only Bay Area representative there, I asked the obligatory question,
Bud,
can you give us an update on Oakland? And he said, no, but thank you for asking. So, you know, we can talk about globalizing the sport and about, you know, how great it is that Italy's doing well. But could we talk about the Oakland A's and their situation? No, we can't. It's been 4 years and we can't talk about it. So I think there's plenty of things that baseball should work on solving before they worry about, you know, whether kids, you know, on the streets of Portugal are picking up baseballs.
Ed Killian with us. Always a pleasure. I told you we should have to do a post-game show together.
I would
enjoy
this season.
Yeah, I really would enjoy it. You have a good perspective. Is the U.S. in any trouble tonight against Italy? Can Italy win this thing tonight?
Sure, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, I think...
why not? It's Italy.
Right. But it doesn't, you know, I mean, I don't... Vogelsong, I guess, I wasn't here, but was sharp in his spring training outing, and so now he's going to pitch. Will he be sharp? I don't know. It's spring training.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is you don't know what these games are going to look like, and I don't think the U.S. guys are really that vested emotionally. Not that the Italian guys are. I mean, most of them are just American-Italian kids who, you know, are having fun. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Italy wins this thing. Not at all. I mean, that sounds absurd, but
yes.
They were very, U.S. was very flat last night. Didn't look like a team. And that's the thing, like, a lot of the national baseball guys were like, why didn't we have our best pitchers? Well, the National League Cy Young Award winner was throwing last night. I think that's pretty good, but he was, you know, it's early March.
Yeah.
You know?
That is the difference for U.S. players, you know, who don't take it that seriously and get involved with the nationalistic part of what goes on in these other countries. Annie, thanks so much. How long are you here for? When do you go back home?
I think I'm here until Tuesday.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right, a pleasure, and we'll do something. I love having you on.
Okay, I'll see you back in the Bay.
All right, that is Ann Killian of the San Francisco Chronicle. She was there, and she got to talk to Sergio Romo after the game last night. That doesn't happen that often for him, and that's another story, as they say. All right, Alex Pavlovich is going to join us, Bay Area Newspaper Group. He saw Lincecum throw his, I think Andy Bagley called it his timulated game this morning, and we'll get an update on that. 808-KMBR is the number. If you want to call in, this is a good time to do it, and you know Alex loves to answer some of these questions. So 808-KMBR, we'll take a break, come back with Alex, and get...